Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it wasn't the crying that scared her, it was the whisper that followed it. Speaking as if it already knew her and it had been waiting for her to move in.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and thank you so much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, you know, we like to hear them. So call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather just write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper's here.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I know you're counting down the days to Christmas.
I am so excited. I have actually, an advent calendar and everything, actually.
You know, I wanted to get one this year because I had one last year for my pets. I had a cat one, and it was really cute, but my cats hated the treats.
Oh, no.
It was the cutest thing to have out, and I did it every day, so it looked like I was doing it. And the cats were enjoying their treats, but they hated the treats.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't eat them. I should have got Benji one this year to see if maybe he'd have eaten his treats.
The cat treats?
No, a doggy advent calendar. I would have gotten little milk bone treats or something in there.
Well, that'd be cute.
Yes.
I'm sure Benji would love that.
Yes. I wish I had a tree in my room like you have in your room. That would be cool.
I love my tree. Okay, I love putting up the tree like almost every year. It's fun. Okay, like I get to like put on music. Usually walking around the Christmas tree. My favorite Christmas song. Okay, you can fight me on
Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree. What?
It's my favorite Christmas song.
I had no idea that. I don't know why that surprises me.
It's a great song. It really is.
You know, Brenda Lee was really young when she recorded that, like 13, I think.
Really? That's surprising because it always sounds like an older woman singing it.
No, she was a teenager.
Wow, she was like my age.
Uh-huh. I think she was 13 or 16. She achieved her first Billboard hit at age 12 in 1957.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was only 13 when she recorded that song.
She's still alive to this day. She was born in 1944, and she's 80 years old currently.
Yep. So she was the same age you are when she recorded that song, your favorite Christmas song.
That's wild.
I know. Isn't that cool? I can't remember when it was. It was last year or the year before the song charted again on the Billboard chart. It got so many spins on radio that it charted again. And it has charted a number of times over the years. So I don't know. She didn't write the song, and the songwriter's the one that really makes the money off songs.
Yeah.
But I hope she made some good money off of that song.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Oh, my gosh.
From just performing it, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But, you know, you write a good song. Like Mariah Carey, the amount of money she has made on that. What is that song that she sings? All I Want for Christmas.
Is You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how much has Mariah, because she was a songwriter on that. And it's an insane amount of money. $100 million she has made on that one song.
Wow.
Because she, and she, I think, was one of the writers. I don't, $2.5 million annually she makes off that song.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? So that's, you know, if you ever want to become rich and everything, you could become a songwriter. Now your odds of getting a hit song are really not high, but
not too sure about that one, but maybe, maybe.
It's quite incredible. Well, let's talk about some ghost stories. You know what I should do before Christmas, like that week before Christmas, we should do some, find some ghost stories and hauntings and stuff. Or you, I could just have you read Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. That's pretty ghosty. But it'd be fun to do some ghost stories about Christmas, wouldn't it? Because this one is a little bit Christmassy today.
Oh, I'm excited.
And it says, I've gone back and forth about sending this in, but after 3.5 years in this house, I feel like the story wants to be told. We moved in 3 days before Christmas. So there's the Christmas theme. Right in the middle of a snowstorm. What an incredibly busy time of year to be moving and then a snowstorm on top of it.
Oh, gosh. That's like dilemma after dilemma.
Oh, my God. Of course, but even with the chaos, the house felt perfect. I'm in a wheelchair with a lot of equipment, so finding a place that actually fits my needs was like winning the lottery. Wide hallways, accessible bathroom, no weird vibes, just relief. And that lasted about one night. My partner was working nights back then, so I spent the first night alone, exhausted, not fully unpacked, trying to get some sleep. I had barely settled into bed when I heard a baby crying. Not muffled, not distant. It sounded like it was in the hallway right outside of my bedroom. I do not have kids. I brushed it off, sleep deprivation, stress, whatever, and then I heard laughter and low voices, and then a loud boom. Like someone dropped something heavy upstairs. That's when I called the police. They came out, looked around, checked the attic entrance, told me to call again if it continued. Nothing was disturbed, no signs of a break-in, nothing. So I went back inside terrified and wide awake. Then I started hearing whispering right outside my door. A soft murmur like someone was talking under their breath. I couldn't make out the words, and I was so tired, I started to wonder if my brain was just glitching. But the tone, that unmistakable sound of someone there, was very real. And then things escalated a couple of weeks later. I'd just gotten out of the shower, wrapped in a towel, and I felt two hands shove me. I didn't slip. I didn't lose my balance. It was a shove, hard enough that I had to grab the bar to keep from falling. I spun around and no one was there. That really upsets me. This person is in a wheelchair. You know, is so incredibly dangerous. And for you know, someone like him or her to hit the ground and you, they might not be able to get up.
Yeah, that's really hazardous.
That really bothers me. So that was the first time I admitted out loud that something was wrong. My mom ended up moving in with us for a while. She didn't believe anything at first, but that changed quickly. One night she burst into my room yelling, "Will you two shut up? I am trying to sleep." My boyfriend and I were dead asleep. She'd heard laughter, multiple voices, and then heard a baby crying. And when she realized it wasn't us, she went pale. And after that, she didn't tease me anymore. Not long after that, things got destructive. And anytime we tried to fix up the house, painting, repairs, organizing, we'd hear loud bangs come from the attic or from the walls. My uncle came to install ceiling fans and kept stopping to ask, "Did you just hit something?" Later that night, we were downstairs talking when we heard a crash so loud it rattled the light fixture. My uncle just joked, "Guess whoever's up there didn't really like my wiring." It was funny at the time, but not so funny later. The strangest series of events started when my sister brought her three kids to visit. Her daughter, who's 7, went into the bathroom, and after a while, I realized I needed to get in there, and when I tried the door, it wouldn't budge. I could hear her talking, but not like a kid talking to herself. It was an actual conversation with responses and pauses and tone changes. I texted my sister to ask if another kid had gone in with her. She said no. Everyone else was in the living room. It took me over an hour to push the door open. It felt like someone was holding it closed from the inside. And when it finally swung open, she was standing in the middle of the room, staring at the corner by the tub. She was blank-faced, and I tried joking, "Who are you talking to in here?" She pointed at the corner and said, "Your friend." And I said, "But there's nobody here." And she said, "No, they said you're in danger." I'm not kidding when I said my blood ran cold. She repeated it several times over the visit, told me I'd have a baby girl someday and she'd be in danger too. I don't even have kids, so hearing that over and over in this monotone, matter-of-fact voice was unsettling. One night while taking family photos, one picture came out with a bright white orb right in front of me. Not dust, not glare, a perfect solid orb. My mom saw it first and went quiet because we both knew that wasn't normal. After that visit, the house gave us a few months of calm, but then everything started up again. When I was home alone, dog-sitting while everyone else was out of town, I kept hearing the garage door rattle like it was rolling up and down in its tracks. That is such a distinct sound when your garage door is opening, which would be really unsettling because if you're home, the last thing that should be happening is the garage door opening.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that at all. One night, I was rinsing shampoo out of my hair when something slammed against the bathroom wall hard enough to vibrate the pipes. I shut the water off so fast I almost slipped, and when I stepped back into the bathroom later, the light was flickering. About 9 months later, it happened again, but this time at the door between the garage and the house. That door doesn't lock from the outside, and I didn't have a key to the other one, so we always left it unlocked when I went out. I came home, rolled to the door, and it was locked. I pushed, nothing. I tried a hanger, still nothing. Felt exactly like the bathroom door with my niece, like someone was gripping the handle from the other side. Cold air poured in under the door. It was ice cold. It was winter, sure, but the heat was on. Nothing in the garage should have been that cold. Then suddenly, the resistance stopped. The door opened, like someone had stepped inside. I called the cops again. They searched the house, told me again no one was inside, and suggested old houses, in quotes, move. I wanted to ask if old houses also hold doors shut. Then came name calling. I heard my mom yell my name from the living room, and I yelled right back, "Be right there." Then she came to my doorway seconds later saying, "Did you holler at me?" We both froze. Then loud as day from the living room, my name, sharp, angry. We both heard it. Mom actually snapped. "Okay, we get it. Shut up." She yelled that into the empty room, but it didn't help anything. Over the next 3.5 years, I've been shoved in the shower more than once, nearly pushed off the bed, woken up with unexplained bruises, felt cold spots that move, had pictures fall off walls, and heard footsteps when I'm the only one home. Sometimes a house even smells like perfume, a powdery floral scent that doesn't match anything I own. Usually when that smell appears, something else follows. A loud bang, a door that won't open, voices, something falling. We've checked the attic. The police have been out. Neighbors say the previous owners kept to themselves, but nobody seems to know have known them well enough to tell us who actually lived here or for how long. All I know is a house never feels empty, but most nights it's fine. But sometimes it's like everything shifts. It's like I'm being watched, not necessarily in an angry way or threatening, but there's just something watching me. This was supposed to be my dream home. Now some nights I feel like I'm the guest. Someone else never moved out. Thanks for listening, Kayla. I just think that's so mean.
Yeah, I do too.
It's just being disabled. Kayla has enough to deal with on a day-to-day basis. That makes her life harder. And you know, you read reading this, it's not like she's even complaining about her own life. No poor me stuff in there at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pushing her and, you know, things walking around, she can't just jump up and go run upstairs and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just, oh, that just bothers me. And it's weird that it's not, I mean, I get, you know, it's not like a haunted house is on 24/7 and it's constantly with constant activity. But it is weird how it feels normal for stretches of time and then things ramp up again.
Yeah.
Wonder if there's a rhyme or reason?
I don't know. I would look into that, though.
I think I'd be looking for a different house.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
Because maybe they've owned it long enough, they can get their money back, maybe make a little bit.
Hopefully.
You know, the housing market's changed. You know, it might be worth some more money now. But I do know for her, the requirements of finding a house are much different than you or me.
Yeah.
But it's time to start looking anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
She deserves to have peace in her house.
We couldn't all live like that, where it's just like constant stuff like that, like getting pushed in the shower.
Because that's mean.
That's mean. It's scary. It's weird. I don't know.
Oh, what about the niece thing? Being in the bathroom for an hour talking to something that isn't there and then saying you're in danger. You're going to have a child and the child will be in danger too. Like, what the hell?
That's weird.
I don't like it.
I don't like it one bit.
That is one of those, I'm like, just move.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could call someone in to try to bless the house and sage it and all that stuff. That'd be worth a shot. I would definitely try that. I think by doing nothing, because sometimes I think that saging it gives you that power. You're reclaiming your space. So you go about it with intention and meaning it that, you know, this is my house and, you know, work with somebody like a paranormal group who knows how to do it. Because a lot of those paranormal groups will help you for nothing. They do it out of the goodness of their hearts. And if you want to make a donation, a lot of them are nonprofits. You could do that. But I just don't like it.
I don't like it one bit.
Okay, let's go to this story, see if we like it any better.
Hey, my name is Dylan, and I thought I would call in and tell you my story. So when I was little, I didn't really feel too much around me. My family doesn't really talk about ghosts. My aunt talks about some stories where she claims to see her grandmother. She has told me many stories of how plates and dishes in her cabinets have moved and fell without answers to how. But when I was little, I really didn't too much. As I got older, I seemed to become more open. I should say I live with my grandparents and was in their house. And this is where I usually feel most of the spirits. Or whatever it is. I happen to be in my room one night on my phone, and sometimes you can hear things throughout the house. Their house is not too old, but been around for a few years. Usually whenever I just pass it off as it's the air conditioning or something. But recently they got hardwood floors, put into our house. We had carpet. And we took all the carpet out and put hardwood floors in, except for the bedrooms. So some nights, you can hear coming from the dining room, which is right outside my bedroom. There's a hallway and then archway that leads into the dining room. Most of the time, we just say it's the dogs or, you know, usually try to play it off as what it could be to make it not sound as bad as it is. Recently, I heard some footsteps, and I decided I wanted to get up and go to the kitchen. And this night, I was recording it on my phone, and I walked out, you know, peeked around the corner, and obviously didn't see anything. It was pitch black in the house. I walked to the kitchen, and in the kitchen we have a bar, and then across from the bar is the dining room, and then behind the dining room is our sunroom, and we have the glass door is usually always open, the sunroom, and it was a dark, it was nighttime, so it was dark outside, and I'm standing in the kitchen, and I look out to the sunroom, and there's just this black shadow, and I'm just staring at it, and I had to look away because I didn't really know what I was looking at and didn't know if I wanted to see what I was looking at. So I actually got a glass of water, and we have two entrances into the kitchen. One leads into the living room and one leads to the dining room. I was walking out of the entrance that leads to the living room, and we have a front door in the living room. So I walk out of the kitchen, and I stand on this one rug we have right outside the kitchen archway. And I hear three loud bangs simultaneously come from the front of the house, and I look around, no one's awake, and nobody heard it but me, and I also got it on camera. I recently deleted the video because I didn't want the memory of it, but as many people, I did not go to the front of the house. I ran to my bedroom and shut the door and tried to go to sleep. And I just constantly felt like there was something watching me or there was something in the house. I don't know exactly it was. I probably never will. And I don't know if I want to. Anyways, thanks for listening to my story. Bye.
That's interesting. He was so brave because I'm like, when he saw whatever that was, and then he went on after that to get his drink of water. I'm like, oh, hell no. I'd have run back to my bedroom so fast.
Right. Like, that's normal. I'm going to get
I'd have ran into my water, grandma and grandpa's bedroom so fast. I just saw something. But he didn't. He went on and got water. And then he heard three bangs or three knocks, whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Kathy and I were talking about this the other day. And a lot of people who do paranormal investigations, you know, they have all kinds of evidence on their phone. But like if you were him and you got that on the phone, does it kind of creep you out to have it on your phone?
A little bit, to be honest. Like, I don't want that to like be permanently anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like at all. So I don't know. It's just like one of those things where it's like, yeah, maybe we just like keep that like not just like with us at all times. So, I mean, think about it, like our phones are around us like all times, and having like a recording of that, which is picking up that type of energy, I don't really want that on me.
Because I think when it's a situation like that, that was so terrifying, that's just a memory of that terrifying night. And then every time you watch it, it's like, Jesus, that still scares me.
Yeah.
Because the one that I have on my phone was, Kathy got a really good apparition at a place we went to do an episode of the Grave Talks. But I didn't feel anything weird when I was there. I mean, I felt like this place could definitely be haunted, but I didn't feel anything negative or made me want to run and put my head under the covers or anything like that. So when I look back on it, it was kind of a fun day, actually.
Yeah.
And what is that? But that, what he has is different. I get why you would delete that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I don't know how old he is, but maybe soon he can get his own place.
One would hope.
I hope so. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you would like to do that. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories, and you get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.